July 4th, partly sunny and hot, high 96.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Anita is in the studio this afternoon, even on a stormy one here in Jacksonville. But Anita, we have had one positive effect of all the rain. The temperature went in the last 2 hours from 98 to 76, so that's a good thing.
Yes, we love that. And yes, it's the top of the hour with Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a fantastic show for you today, so stay tuned in, please. And because outside is a little messy, I tell you, it was a little scary getting here. But I was grateful that on the JTB, everybody was driving about 30 miles an hour, if not less, and obeying the rules of the road in this crazy, crazy rainstorm that we've got coming. So just be careful out there and just stay tuned in, because we've got some great people on, including my co-host for today is Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections.
Happy to be here as always.
Thank you, Wally. It's always great to have you here. And our guest today, I'm so excited to have Jen Pledger, and she is from Shearwater Master Community, correct?
Yep, a master plan community out in St. John's County.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about, you know, I kind of forget about you guys sometimes. I mean, I know, and I go out there a lot, obviously to sell, but I was glad that you mentioned last week. It's like, what about us in St. John's County? And I'm like, you know, you're right. I've kind of left you guys out here lately. And so we're going to talk about St. John's County and all the building going on out there. And we have some great real estate tips for you today, as well as we're going to talk a little bit about, because tomorrow is our birthday. It's the 4th of July. I'm excited about it. Everyone's going to be probably doing barbecues, meeting up with family and friends, or staying home and just relaxing on that extra day off work. So it's always wonderful to have an extra day off of work. And some of you may have even made it into an extended weekend.
5-day weekend.
Yeah, 5-day. Yes. You're not working Monday?
6-day weekend.
Okay. Well, whatever you have made it, I'm sure it's going to be lots of fun, a lot of boating going on. And so we kind of want you to be safe out there, because a lot happens, unfortunately, on the 4th of July. You know, people are out on boats. They get a little crazy sometimes, and people on the street. And sometimes we have too much to drink and we're handling fireworks. So what safety precautions can we take, Wally Conway, do you think? Especially on a boat.
Well,
you're like the master boat.
To be totally honest, I try to avoid going out on the water on holidays. All the yahoos have had their boat in the driveway. Yeah, I haven't been out on my boat all year, and I haven't been drunk all year, and I think I'll do both at the same time, probably at night. So the reminder is just to be wise, be cautious, slow down, put
the
beers down. Yeah, act like you've done it before.
There you go. Act like you're a master at this.
A master craft, as it were.
Yes, because it's quite interesting. You know, I've always been scared as a kid of those sparklets, you know,
sparklers.
Yeah. So they used to scare me, and so my sister and brother used to always like run after me with them, and thought that was funny. It's okay, I got back at them. So
did you shoot them?
No.
That came later.
Okay. But what I read, it was quite interesting. The temperature of those can reach up to 2,000.
Yes, you don't want to be touching one.
No.
It's lit.
Fahrenheit. I thought that was, I didn't realize that they really got that hot.
Well, you know, for decades and decades.
We give them to our kids to handle,
We've had
right?
these things. The things are safe. It's the how and who the people are that operate them.
Right, it's how you use them, right?
Yeah, there have been generation after generation of kids enjoyed sparklers and cherry bombs and roaming candles and all the other fun things.
As long as you have some parental supervision and use it, you know, that's because great. They are hot enough where if you just put two of the tips together, as kids we always did it, if you wanted to light another one before the one was done, you just put another tip together with it while
correct.
It was still going,
light the
and
next
it lights
one.
It up.
Well, they're saying to say no to those because sparklers can burn as hot as 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's like we tell our kids, don't touch the oven, don't touch the stove, but we'll hand them a sparkler.
Well, you're really supposed to leave the fireworks. And this is, you know, a lot of folks like kind of send their money up and smoke, but you should leave it to the professionals, really.
Well, this thing about parental supervision is overrated. The data
who's watching
suggest,
the parents?
There you go. Data would suggest there's more parents in the emergency room on the 4th of July
yikes.
Than
yes,
there are
it's
children.
It's one of their busiest days.
Hey, Sonny, watch this. You know,
and
Daddy blow off his fingers.
I know on every channel right now they're giving tips and they're showing you what a what fireworks can do. But it is important to have adults, and sometimes the adults need their adults, so have the grandparents there.
We are actually hanging out with my parents tomorrow.
There you go. So, you know, if you plan to partake in alcoholic beverages, make sure you have a designated fireworks safety person.
You don't want to become a viral video. Because you know whatever dopey thing you're doing, right before you did it, you said, hey, watch this, get it on video. And now you've blown off your fingers or you've poked out your eye. And on the 5th of July, millions and millions of people will laugh at you and ridicule you for the damage you've done to yourself.
And it will get shared again
and every single year. Yeah, don't do it.
Yes, there's plenty of them that you can find. But the main thing is just use common sense and have a hose and have a bucket of water and fire extinguishers, things of that nature. And also, it's important to have legal fireworks. And if one does not, I remember as a kid doing this too, like if we lit one but it died, you go and you try to light it again, and they say that's the worst thing you can do because there's a reason why it's not lighting and it could explode. And so I thought that was really good because, you know, kids, I mean, I remember as a kid, we didn't think of this stuff. I mean, kids don't, we're just out there to enjoy it.
I saw something relating to fireworks that I found a dichotomy. So I pulled into a gas station, an unnamed gas station, and they had a giant fireworks display right on the adjacent to the pumps, essentially. So you could pull your car in. You had gasoline on one side. You had fireworks on the other side. But it did say no smoking, which didn't seem to intimidate many of the people pumping gas standing beside the fireworks.
Correct. Well, that's a good advice. And importantly, don't forget about our fur babies. So I'll be home tomorrow night because I got fur babies. Everybody knows Jake. Jake is our office dog, and he's a Weimaraner, and he's 13 years old, and he does not like any sort, even in a distance.
Yeah, cats and dogs get real nervous around this time of year.
Yeah, so I'll be out celebrating during the day, and then I'll go home and snuggle with my Jake Meister. It'll be wonderful.
He'll like that.
Yes. So stay safe on the 4th of July, and that you can Google all kinds of things. You can also go to my Facebook page, on which is Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and there are some safety tips on there as well. And, of course, they're all over the news. So make sure you guys, if you're planning an event, also look up safety tips. It's always good to do. We have such a great show. We got Jen in the house, so I'm excited. And we're going to learn more about Shearwater and what Shearwater has to offer. And you have an amazing builder. So stay tuned.
It's all going to be in St. Johns County, and we'll be talking about it here in just a couple minutes down the road. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita and her awesome guests. We have the last word in real estate all afternoon long until 6 this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in the conversation, 904-831-0600. That's our call-in number right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
All right, going to watch that money as you watch your real estate. That's right, and we've got Rapid Fire Real Estate on the air live and direct here in Jacksonville. Anita Hiles has some great guests. Anita?
Yes, and I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. You can always find me selling real estate, buying and selling, that's for sure. And the same with Jen. Jen Pleasure with Shearwater. Tell us about your master craft builder group.
Hi, Anita. We are a small local builder, and we actually are only building in St. Johns County right now. We are in Shearwater, obviously, and then Trailmark, which is kind of the World Golf Village area, but still St. Johns County, and Villages of Valencia, which is a Mastercraft builder group neighborhood. We're actually the developer for that neighborhood, and Madeira, right outside of downtown St. Augustine.
Nice. So what off-ramp do they take on the highway to get to your to visit you at your location?
To get to Shearwater, you just take the 210 exit off of 95, and we're right there by Southampton, Cimarron.
All roads lead to 210.
Thank
if
you.
A person can't find 210, they can't afford to buy in Shearwater. It's just that simple. It's wonderful down there. Shearwater is Conway grandchild approved.
That's right.
My daughter and grandchildren live there.
I'll tell you a funny story about 210. Cole Slate, who I completely adore, you know, when he came over to exit, he was saying that, you know, they're opening his office on the 10. And I'm or off of the 10. Or,
off of the 10.
And,
but he's going to London to be on the 10.
I think he said 2:10. And so I'm thinking, why are they putting him off the 10? You know, I'm from Southern California, so I'm thinking, you know, we call them freeways. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the 10 freeway. And he goes, no, I need the 2:10. I go, you mean the 10, right? And he's going, no, St. John's County. You know, so yeah, a little blonde moment for myself. But that's how I found out that there was a 2:10.
There, yeah, Cole's offices were actually just right down the street.
Oh, well, there you go. Shearwater. There we go. And we love Cole Slate.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. So you guys seem to have, your builder is Craig Sheets. And I love his humbling beginnings. You know, kind of just working for a small builder back in the day, more or less just picking up after the builder, like picking up the mess. And then he kind of, 2 years doing that, he ends up starting his own building company.
Oh, actually, Craig Sheets is the superintendent for Shearwater. Chris Shee is the owner of Mastercraft.
Okay.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah, so it's interesting how you got started, and he has only built in St. John's County, and I guess he's lived over there and are familiar with it for over 21 years.
Yeah, he's not just familiar with the area. His children have been raised in the same school systems. His sons went to Bartram High School, which is the high school that Shearwater is zoned for. So we always kind of joke with everybody, we are your local builder. We're going to treat you right because we bump into you all the time. I mean, I see people at
That's
my
kids' cool.
soccer games, and they're like, yeah. I know you. I'm like, yeah. Have you been to Shearwater?
That's really nice.
And so many young parents want to be in St. John's County because of the schools, because
exactly.
they are so excellent.
Exactly.
Some of the best in Florida.
Oh, we see a lot of people who are from other parts of the country coming to Shearwater too, because they get online and they want to move to Florida, because who wouldn't want to move to our beautiful state? Anita, you moved here.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. they get on Google and they, you know, what's the most important thing to families? Good schools. And I just feel like that's really what has been shaping St. John's County, is these families who, that's what's important to them, is their kids and providing them with this fun lifestyle and, you know, a good education. So that's who's ending up in St. John's County.
What's impressive about Shearwater, it's a very, very new community. And for whatever reason, has rapidly, rapidly developed a real tight-knit sense of community with mm-hmm. the way the kids interact with each other and the adults and the families. Joyce is just constantly raving
yeah.
about, oh, my neighbors, they're so wonderful, and the kids all play together, and it's kind of like an old school
it
neighborhood
is. Yeah,
like I grew up in New Jersey, except with modern contemporary homes. It's mm-hmm. it's a very, very tight sense of community that you rarely see in a new development.
It's so nice. The section that our model home is at, it's called the Trails, and it's right next to the amenity center, and I'm really almost sold out in the Trails. I only have 2 lots left for to be built, and we're actually running a closeout special. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
But I've had the opportunity to work with every single family that lives in a Mastercraft home. So there's 49 home sites on the street, and I see these kids and their moms riding
Aunt
their bikes
Jen,
to school. They do. They ride bikes. They will stop in and grab water. And they're like, hi, Miss Jen, how have you been? It's just been so cool to be a part of that, to see a street full of dirt filled with all of these homes and families that I've come
to
know and adore. Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah, and you get to see mm-hmm. the kids grow, too.
Oh, I've seen so yeah. many people bring babies home that they have. I mean, it's just, yeah. it's been really awesome.
That's a fertile community there in Shearwater.
they are multiplying in Shearwater. We're building really
well,
big houses and they're filling them up.
Most of them are. Yeah. I mean, I remember my very first home, and all of us moved in at the same
yeah.
time. We were all just about the same age,
mm-hmm.
and we all had our kids together.
Yeah.
And still friends to this day.
That's so
that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it brings that sense of community. It brings
yeah.
families together. And so does your amenity center,
oh,
which
yes,
is insane.
Are. Oh, they really are. The developer for Shearwater is based out of Texas. Freehold is the name of the developer. And they have thought of everything. You go up there, even the bike rack has a bike pump that's connected to it. So if you get a flat tire, you can just fill it up at the and they did a good job. Nice.
Or if you're hot, you can just spritz yourself.
They've got the gym, it faces the pool. And there's a lap pool, of course, a fun pool with one of those big slides.
That gym is over 7,800 square feet.
It's amazing. I'm not going to lie. I actually quit my gym membership, and I'll use that one now because it has all of the equipment that you would find at any gym, but it's so beautiful in there. You feel like you're working out, and it's nice. It's also nice to look at, aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. And your pool. Tell us about your let's get back to that exercise room, because you guys also have a yoga court and you have a kids club.
There is. They've got it set up. They call it the Bird's Nest because, sheer water. And it's a whole space where kids can hang out in there. There's a TV in there and some toys. They've got a reception desk out of there. So I think eventually they might do something to have it, to have somebody helping to watch the kids. Right now, there's nobody in there full time. But they also have a group fitness room. And they have this program called Well Beats. It's really neat. I've only actually seen it one other time at a nice hotel I stayed at. It's like every workout on demand, and you go in there. And what I think is really neat, going back to that community, is people will go on like the Facebook pages and say, "Hey, I'm going to go up to the kayak club and work out at this time," and they can join each other and do these workouts with all of the equipment that they need.
The kids play and the moms drink wine.
Yeah.
I've been there in the afternoon.
That's how I work out. There's mirrors in there, though, so you won't find me doing Zumba.
Right. And you guys have an outside. Isn't that outside area? Is that your yoga area?
Yes, there's a yoga lawn, which I just feel like it doesn't get any better than that. You have this whole little pretty space for people to go out there and
get their zen on.
Yes.
Let's get our zen on. Yes. And you guys have tennis courts, yes, aerobic studios, mm-hmm, clubhouse, lap pools.
Yeah, there's
What's the lazy river?
The lazy river, it's actually the longest lazy river in Northeast Florida, and it's really impressive. I love taking people on tours and showing them. It just goes on and on.
Can you kayak in there?
No.
It's like inner tubes,
yeah,
isn't it?
They have inner tubes. They really did think of everything. Like, they even have some inner tubes that have bottoms in them for the little kids.
They have one size fits all?
They've got some smaller ones with bottoms in them so little kids don't fall through the hole.
I like a Super XL, please.
Wally.
If he takes that, I'm going to take the double X.
Oh, no.
We'll have fun in that pool, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So your homes start, your smallest home, is it 2,800 square feet?
It is. We are.
Pretty amazing.
Mastercraft is definitely building larger homes on the larger home sites in Shearwater. I know I mentioned earlier, we only have two home sites left in the trails. A majority of our home sites are actually in the Woodlands, and that's the exclusive gated section of Shearwater. It's really nice back there. We're just one of two builders in there.
And you guys go up to over 4,000 square feet. So if that 2,800 is a bit small for you, we've got 4,000 for you.
Yep. And these homes come with so much included in them. Anybody who's interested, our website has all of our included features, but we're building dream homes.
You are. Can they custom the homes?
Yes, we are a semi-custom builder, and we definitely work with our customers to get them exactly what they want. That means even moving floor plans around if need be.
That sounds wonderful. I think I want to relocate.
I know.
Already?
I know.
This job is not good for my own personal life.
This sounds wonderful. Especially that yoga area.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and get some zen going, and then go get some sun. Get
some Z's going.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
sun,
nice.
Zen, and
Jen.
There you go. All right.
I love it. Well, you definitely want to stay tuned, because we have more from Jen and we have more from Wally Conway when we come back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Radio AM
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The military hardware is moving into place for President Trump's July 4th celebration on the National Mall. Two Bradley fighting vehicles were parked near the Lincoln Memorial on Wednesday, and the president is promising the show of a lifetime. The UN agency dealing with migration says some 3,300 migrants who remain detained in centers similar to the one near Libya's capital of Tripoli that was bombed on Wednesday are considered at risk. As night fell, the International Organization for Migration said an estimated 250 migrants, many of them women and children, remained at the Tahura Detention Center, where at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 people injured. On Wall Street, the Dow by 179 points to 26,966. The NASDAQ rose 61 and the S&P advanced 23. More details at srnnews.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing delays on the south side because of an accident on the West Beltway, 295 southbound at the exit at I-95. Also, there's another accident on the I-10 eastbound ramp to the 295 West Beltway on the west side, and another accident on the East Beltway, 295 southbound at Beach Boulevard. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 76. Thursday, July 4th, partly sunny and hot, high 96.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of America First, we'll check in with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch to talk about Hillary Clinton and her conflicting stories about her classified emails. We'll have Sinclair's chief political commentator Boris Epstein on the media's reaction to the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting. Plus, Karen Watson will share with us what it's like to be black and a Republican. All that and more coming up on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
I'm Keith Peters, in for Lou Dobbs. Trade deficit rises to five-month high, 102,000 new jobs added in June. American service companies grew at a slower pace last month. Those stories next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Imbalances in trade with China and Mexico during May helped drive the U.S. trade deficit to a five-month high. The Commerce Department says May's deficit rose nearly 9% as we imported more crude oil and cell phones. Private employers added 102,000 jobs during last month, according to payroll processor ADP. ADP's private employment figures do not include public and government numbers, which will be released on Friday after the July 4th break. Service companies account for 84% of private sector jobs in America, and although they grew last month, it was at a slower pace than in May. Despite that, the services sector is now in its 113th month of growth. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher today. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 179 points. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Back to Rapid Fire Real Estate on a Wednesday afternoon. Even though it's raining, it's great information we got for you, no matter what the weather. Anita Hiles here with some super guests and info for you. And you can call us, too. Remember that. We are live and local. 831-0600. That's our studio line. Anita, what you got?
It's Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I do want to urge you guys to go to my Facebook page. Facebook today had a hiccup. I don't know what their malfunction was today, but new feature or something. So go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like my page. A lot of good information on there. about real estate, about what's going on locally, what's going out throughout Florida. So it's just a lot of good information. So make sure you check it out. And we want to remind you to take some safety measures tomorrow and never allow young children to play with fireworks and just keep it safe out there. Put on a, you know, if you're going to do fireworks at home, just make sure you you have all the Save the Water buckets nearby, keep a hose nearby, and of course, if you have a fire extinguisher. And Jen, you had a story. You don't do fireworks anymore.
We don't in my house. I'm a mother of three sons, so I think that should probably
four.
And a husband. I think
Eric.
That should pretty much sum it up. We've been to the ER a couple of times in my house, but a few years ago, actually, I live next door to a park, and the kids were outside playing, and somebody was setting off the fireworks in the street, and one of the embers fell on my son, on his collarbone, and it burned him. Yeah, it was really, it really upset me. I mean, nobody wants to see their kids get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
that would
pretty,
be scary.
Really, the only way to prevent that from happening again this year is to just not have fireworks.
Yes. And there's plenty of locations that have free events
right.
that are just fun. I used to always go down to, because I used to live down there, but Jacksonville Beach has a very nice display. So does downtown.
Mm-hmm. Downtown, Moose Haven, lots
and
of
they,
good places.
And, yes. And those look a lot better than the ones that people are shooting off in the middle of the street anyway.
And then one year I went over to the Ritz-Carlton over there in Amelia Island, and they allow anybody to go in there. And it's not crowded. And you go in their quad area, you could take a look at all the fireworks that they have displayed. I had a great time that year. It was really nice and stuff. So ate dinner there, had a few drinks. And
went on
there.
The Ritz. Nice.
I know.
Stayed there to visit some friends over there. And so it was wonderful. Yeah. So there's a lot of great places. Make sure you check them all out. And, of course, you can always Google it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wally Conway, tell me what is new with Home Pro Inspections. You always have your hands in everything. I don't know how you do it. I won't even ask you your age.
I'll be 64 in September.
Because you act like you're 30 years old.
Thank you.
And you look like you're 32.
Thank you.
And you're just, you know, you're hot. You're on fire right now.
Thank you.
You're on TV. Tell us about your you interview realtors and then it's on TV when?
Well, it rotates. The producers rotate, but Saturday mornings we do a thing called Home and Garden TV, where we learn a little bit more about the people behind real estate. So some wonderful person like Jen, we want to know, well, how in the world did you come to be in real estate? And what do you do for fun when you're not in real estate? Because ultimately, people do business with people they know, people they like, people they trust. And when you can find commonality and humanity in the other person, suddenly it's a lot of fun to do business. So I've got a wonderful staff, and that has allowed me the opportunities to spend time with you and all the other good things I get to do around town, whether it's philanthropic things or just goofing off on the boat. So I'm very grateful. Great people.
Yes, and you had me on the show not too long ago. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
It was bright and early in the morning, and I was the first one. Because I think you do like 10 of them that day.
Yep. We sit,
you just
sit
rotate
in the studio and we bring 10
it's
guests.
It's like a meat
in.
Market. You just.
I wouldn't
next,
say it like
next,
that.
Next.
Yeah, we're very efficient in all the things we do.
Yes, you are.
Do you know what I need, though, you can help me with? We have been very fortunate. I'm very grateful to be so fortunate. We are in need of home inspectors. So, as my real estate professional friends, the favorite home inspector that you have who maybe is looking for a change of pace, mix up what they do or how they do it, love to talk to them. Or that new person just getting started, love to talk to them. Or that old dog home inspector who's thinking, you know, maybe it's time to wind it down and do a little bit different. We're in a position in our company where our home inspectors can concentrate on the joy of being a home inspector, serving the customer, being involved in the transaction, while the remainder of the staff does all that other stuff. All the administrative stuff and the marketing stuff and the business development stuff, even things like following up on complaints. It happens from time to time.
How about even contractors?
Yes.
You know, contractors that are, you know, maybe it's slow.
I'll be honest with you about contractors. Being a contractor is a phenomenal background to become a home inspector, but it is a background and a foundation, not a be-all, end-all. And very frankly, so many of them with their big belt buckles and big watches, they think they know all there is to know, but there's other things to know of how we interact in the transaction. And I describe to contractors, engineers, repair people all the time, there's different skill sets. There's the skill set that says, can I design a home? That's a special skill set. Can I build a new home? That's another special skill set. Can I do renovations? That's a third skill set. Sure. Can I do remodels? That's yet a different skill set. So they're all different skill sets. And being a home inspector or a building inspector is yet another skill set. So the foundational knowledge amongst all those professionals is similar. And how you refine it determines whether or not you're really, really good at it or you're just another chump. I'll tell you what, I remember from the downturn in real estate, there were some phenomenal builders, small builders, large builders. They were phenomenal at new construction that got into renovation, and it was a nightmare. It's a different skill set. The same when the building boom goes crazy, every handyman thinks, oh, I can be a contractor. It's a different skill set.
You're
born in a lane and you stay in your lane forever. It's to recognize that when you change lanes, there's some education and there's a learning curve to learn to do that next thing well. So we're hiring and acquiring.
And we're hiring too at Realty Executives.
What makes a great background to become a Realty Executive agent? Who is that avatar that says, wow, if this person joins our company, I'll be so grateful.
Well, we're looking for someone. We hire new and experienced, but mostly we like to hire experienced agents, and we are a terrific company. We're over 50 years old.
Did you start it when you were 7?
I did.
Wow.
I did.
That still adds up to a lot of numbers. I'm sorry about that. It didn't come out good.
But we are a seasoned company. We are throughout the United States, and we are a global company. So we are everywhere, and we're looking for that eager person. Just like myself, that it still has the passion in them to get out there and hustle.
So I have a question that's over here. It's burning in my seat. So I have an exceptionally accomplished site agent here with us from MasterCraft Builders.
Jan
Pletcher. An immensely experienced, as you said, over 50 years experience.
I don't think so.
No, the company.
Here's what I want to know. So I'm a home buyer. And I'm looking at new construction, and I have a very strong, positive existing relationship with a general real estate agent. What, Miss Site Agent Jen Pledger, what should my agent be doing to help me have the very best experience with you in building my new home?
I see a lot of really great agents who will call, or they come in and they do some work before they are taking their customers out. And I think that you should do that. Then you're avoiding taking them to neighborhoods or builders that are not in their price range or what they're looking for. And I like having that face-to-face with real estate agents before they bring their people. Then when they come in, I'm like, hey, Stacy, it was great seeing you last week. And then Bob and Joanne,
friends,
you guys have
friends.
A great real estate agent.
Yes.
Friends,
I always tell
friends.
People that we are your advocate. Mm-hmm. We work with Jen and with our customers to make it stress-free for our customers. So I work with Jen to make sure that the things that are itemized that my customers want, that it's getting done in a timely manner. And then when there's a punch list, that punch list is getting done in a timely manner. I'm stopping by to see the progress.
Am I on your punch list?
And take pictures and send it to my clients to let them know this is the update of your home. And so we work together.
We're a team.
We are definitely a team.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
And we've got I talked to Jen just before we went on the air, and her and I have came up. We've got a great discount for our clients. So you do not want to miss this, because it's $30,000 is a lot of money.
So you want
to stay tuned and find out on Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
What's our number here? What's our number? Oh, yeah. I should know that, shouldn't I?
904-831-0600. You want to get in the conversation with Anita and her guests on Rapid Fire Real Estate, just give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
All right, we're back. Rapid Fire Real Estate on a kind of a wet Wednesday afternoon before July 4th. On this July 3rd afternoon, Anita Hiles has some super guests and more great real estate information.
I do, and we are chatting with Jen Pledger from Shearwater out in St. Johns County. It's a beautiful new subdivision out there. And her and I got chatting, and we decided that we're going to give back $30,000. You need to call either Jen or myself, mention this show. I will be helping you through the process with Jen. We are a team, and we will use this as flex cash for their upgrades on their house, or you can even use it for a custom pool package. That is insane.
It is. And actually, we've got only two home sites left in the trails, and we are actually going to do $50,000 in flex cash.
Whoa.
For those two home sites.
Got my attention.
There you go.
I was
That's
over here playing on Facebook.
You
Somebody said
do,
50 grand.
Right. With $50,000, you could do an included pool package and still put in some really nice flooring.
Just on those final two lots?
Just on those final two lots.
I bet they're gone by Monday.
I hope so. I'll be there. You know, everybody else is taking Friday off. I'll be there at the Mastercraft model in Shearwater. So
are you guys open tomorrow?
No, we are closed tomorrow.
Close for the holiday.
I work for wonderful people.
If somebody called in and said, hey, I want that 50 grand.
I'll be there.
What time?
Well, you got to mention Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Yes. I would love to know if anybody heard about us from the show today. That's correct.
And we will honor this deal here. This is fantastic, Jen. And can I give your cell phone number out?
Absolutely.
You want to call her at 904-238-9477. That's 238-9477. You can also email her at jen@mastercraftbuildergroup.com. You have a fantastic product out there, and I would love to work with you and work with our customers.
It would be so
to
great.
Get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I absolutely love working with site agents. You guys are top-notch people, and I love having that relationship. I have a great relationship over at Tamaya. It's across the street from my office, and that's, you know, they're right there. And with other sites, too. There's Terracosta by me. There's a lot of sites. There's new construction going everywhere. And
everywhere.
So we absolutely love you guys. And
She has fans. My Facebook page is blown up with comments on Jen Pledger. Nicole Ryan from Exa says, one of the best new construction agents anywhere in town, Amy Maynard.
Wow.
So love nice. The show. Shearwater is so pretty. Diane Cook says, love Mastercraft Builders. They build a beautiful home, and it's a bonus that you get to work with Jen Pledger.
Oh,
how's that?
Diane.
You got groupies.
You got groupies. I love it.
Well, I love working with real estate agents, too. When I've got a good realtor on the other end of a deal, it just makes things even better.
It makes it better. It makes it easier, and it makes it fun. And we're in this to make people's dreams come true and make it stress-free for them. That's our whole purpose for our existence, really, is to make it stress-free for them. And they don't need to know of the hiccups. Our job is to put the fires out.
Exactly.
And then let them see the final product. And I absolutely love doing it, just like you do.
It's a really
passion,
fun job.
Isn't it?
People, they ask me all the time, I don't know how you work on weekends. And I said, well, I have to work on weekends if I want to do this job. And I want to do this job. I love it.
Yes. You build lots of relationships. And that's what it's about. And we get to see families growing and whatnot. So, and you do work for a terrific company, and it's always nice when you see the owner at the local grocery store.
He goes to every closing, Chris. She does, and his brother Brad. She is actually the president of Mastercraft Builder Group, and I've worked for these guys for over 3 years, and I've watched them do the right thing time and time again. And to me, that's something that is invaluable. You can't find that on any builder's standard feature list. You either are that way or you're not.
And that's correct. So if you want a custom pool package or some flex money, that's 30 grand of flex money, you want to give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And then on two lots, we are giving out 50K for a closeout incentive.
Bring a wheelbarrow.
Oh, you know what? I actually,
cha-ching.
I forgot to mention too that on top of this already, what I feel like is just an astronomical amount of money for us to be giving back to our customers. We will do 2% of the loan amount towards closing costs if you use one of our preferred lenders. And they're
nice.
All fabulous. They really get the job done, and they've got competitive rates. So
nice. Keeps getting better.
I know. Well, thank you so much, Jen. It's such a pleasure. And you can reach her at jen@mastercraftbuildergroup.com.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you, Jen.
It is getting hot in here.
Oh, my God. It's so hot. Ole, ole. Hot, hot, hot. We've got some great hot properties for you. Let's see. We have hot, hot, hot. 5413 London Lake Drive West. That's 5413 London Lake Drive West, which is in right off of Greenland Road. So kind of in the Mandarin area. And it is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,024-square-feet, built in 02. It's absolutely gorgeous. It is affordable at $334,900. So you can't beat that. That's a great price to live in that area. Everybody loves the Mandarin area. And, of course, Tamaya, which is right across the street from my office there at Beach and Kernan, 3145, that's 3145 Brett Unger Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32246, again at Beach and Kernan. It is a beautiful home. It's three bedrooms, two bathrooms, built in 2014. It is over 2,271 square feet. And we're asking, this is in Tamaya, asking only $482,900. It's got a beautiful sunroom. It looks like a model. You got to look it up. Google it. I'll be more than happy to show it to you. Be more than happy to show you that home. We also have one up in the north end, 32226 for $319,000. It's three bedrooms, two bathroom. It's over 2,300 square feet, and it's right off of the Alta Drive exit. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, 2,316 square feet at $319,000. Those are our hot properties for this week. And very we nice. Want everybody to be safe tomorrow. Have a great 4th of July. Enjoy all the festivities and the family time. It's always nice to spend time with our families. And my son gets deployed this week.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he is in the Army, as most mm-hmm. people know. And he will be deployed this week to Afghanistan.
All right. And, well, I guess mom's going to be a little bit on the nervous side.
I've been a little nervous this week, I'll admit it. Mm-hmm. And so keep him in your prayers. He's a great kid, and he loves his country. And I'm blessed to have such a wonderful son.
That's great.
Yes. So keep him in your prayers. I would appreciate that. And Wally Conway, always a pleasure.
Happy being with you all day, every day.
You're a good friend. So I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Please go to my Facebook page at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Like my page, and there's tons of great information.
And, of course, now everybody can look up some of the information that Jen's had. They're going to be off tomorrow, but they can study it online, for instance, right?
That's right.
They have an online address to go to?
Yep, mastercraftbuildergroup.com.
Great. And that way you can check it out. And then Friday, everybody's going to be back, and they'll be showing.
It's going to be like the new iPhone in front of your model.
That's
people camped
right.
out.
I 50 would love grand. To see people.
And don't forget about our package deal. That's a lot of money. One is $30,000 for flex cash. The other one on two lots is $50,000. That's a lot of money. You got to mention Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We'll be back next week, and Anita's got some special guests coming up and more information. The last word in real estate. It's all right here on WBOB. You can call us every Wednesday afternoon between 5 and 6, on topic or off topic. We'll get all the questions answered that we can. The Real Estate Experts here every Wednesday on Talk Radio WBOB. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.